This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When he was hired about a year and a half ago, Ron Johnson was hailed as the guy who could finally, at long last, right the JCPenney ship. Problem is, nobody told the American consumer. They never did cotton to what Johnson was doing, and so today the board of directors gave him his walking papers. Bert Flickinger is a retail analyst at the Strategic Resource Group. Mr. Flickinger, good to have you here.
Good to team up.
Why could he not get his hands around JCPenney, Mr. Johnson? I mean, he tried everything.
Ron Johnson was a commuting CEO from California, wasn't at Penny's corporate headquarters in Texas. Retail's detailed to understand the rhythm of retail with consumers. It's a six-and-a-half-day business, and you can't do it from two states. And that was the reason for the failure at Penny, which is quite concerning, even with a new CEO on an interim basis.
Yeah. He came in and he said, okay, no more sales, and then he put the sales back on, and consumers, I would venture, got confused, right?
Consumers got confused, confirmed by 25% decline in same-store sales, which is unprecedented in U.S. retail today.
They cut his pay. The board did 97% just a number of days ago, so this news cannot come as any kind of shock to Mr. Johnson and those who
support
him.
Not a surprise with a pay cut, but he sold his stock almost immediately at the beginning of 2012 and made tens of millions in profit from that stock sale. So no sympathy cards for Ron Johnson. And filing for food stamps.
Yeah, so he did all right. Let's say the new interim CEO of JCPenney calls you and says, Bert, listen, you got to help me. What do I do? What does he do?
You call Bob Mettler, who was one of the seminal stars of turning around Sears when Sears looked like it was going to fail in the 90s with the softer side of Sears. And you get a better board. The board's primarily retirees with low to no experience in retail. And the one retail retiree is from Radio Shack, and Radio Shack's on the ropes just like JCPenney is.
Yeah. Is there something special about clothing retail in particular that demands a skill set?
Clothing retail demands a skill set because you have to be closely connected with consumers, particularly women and students, and also with Latinas and Asian Americans spending so much more money in stores as the fastest growing consumer constituencies in the U.S. You have to win with the United Nations of Consumers. Penny did that during the last decade and failed to do that under Ron Johnson.
Quickly, before I let you go, can they come back, do you think?
It's really a jump ball at this point. It depends on the vendor community, which is already insuring Penny's payables on an annualized interest rate of close to 21%. They've got to make it by Labor Day or else they may not make it to New Year's Day.
All right, mark your calendars. Bert Flickinger at the Strategic Resource Group. Mr. Flickinger, thanks a lot for your time, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate teaming up.